Welcome to AI Patent Watch, the podcast where we break down an exciting AI patent in each episode, what it covers, why it matters, and how it's impacting innovation. Whether you're a patent professional, an AI enthusiast, or an inventor looking for inspiration, you're in the right place. Let's dive into today's AI patent.
All right, so have you ever looked at your calendar and it's just packed full of meetings?
Oh, yeah.
Like way too many.
Yeah.
And some are, you know, mission critical, can't miss these.
Right.
But others, I don't know, maybe could have been an email.
Definitely.
Well, in this deep dive, we're going to be looking at a U.S. patent from Microsoft that was granted in 2022 that thinks it has a solution. And that solution is artificial intelligence.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to break down how this patent proposes to use AI to prioritize our calendars and, you know, maybe hopefully avoid some of these conflicts.
I think the patent really starts off strong by pointing out that, like, while electronic calendars are great at keeping track of events and times and dates and all that good stuff.
Yeah, they're great for organization.
Yeah, they don't really understand which events are truly important to us as individuals.
Right, they're not human. They can't tell the difference between a quick coffee chat and like a, you know, super serious meeting with your boss.
Exactly.
So walk us through this AI system. How does it actually work?
So imagine your calendar has a built-in assistant that's constantly learning your preferences, and it uses something called statistical machine learning models to analyze a ton of data and assign a priority score to each event.
So it's not just randomly deciding what's important. It's actually looking at some kind of data to make decisions.
Yeah, it's not just picking out of a hat.
Okay.
So the patent highlights two main categories of features it analyzes, and those are event parameters and attendee attributes.
Okay.
So event parameters include things like time of day, day of the week, duration, location, and even whether a meeting has been rescheduled before.
Oh, that's interesting. So if a meeting's been rescheduled a couple times, that kind of tells you that it's more important to those people.
Yeah, exactly. And then attendee attributes gets a little more complex. This is where the patent talks about using information like seniority and tenure within the organization.
I can see how that would play a role. I mean, obviously, a meeting with your boss is probably more important than a quick chat with a colleague. But why pull in data like that?
Well, the idea is that the AI can use these details along with the event parameters to build a more accurate picture of which meetings are most critical for you.
It's almost like it's creating a hierarchy within your calendar.
In a way, yeah. And all of this data is then fed into a feature selection model, and the patent specifically mentions a Bayesian model, which helps the AI learn from your past choices and predict your future preferences.
So the system is not static. It's constantly evolving based on how you interact with your calendar.
Exactly.
So, for example, if you consistently prioritize those weekly one-on-one meetings with your mentor, the AI will start to recognize that pattern.
Yeah.
And give those meetings a higher priority score.
Yeah. It's all about learning your individual preferences and adapting to them.
Okay.
That's the idea, at least.
So it gets to know you over time.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about what happens when there is a conflict. So this AI is getting to know you and your preferences better and better over time. But what happens when there's like an unavoidable conflict? Does it just throw up its hands and say, figure it out yourself?
Well, not quite. This is where the concept of a confidence score comes in.
Okay, you mentioned that earlier. What exactly is a confidence score?
It's essentially a way for the AI to determine how likely you are to choose one event over another if there's a scheduling conflict.
Okay.
So let's say, you know, there's a clash and the AI thinks there's a 95% chance you would prefer event A over event B.
Mm-hmm.
That high confidence score means it's more likely to suggest bumping event B without even bothering you.
So the AI is taking initiative based on its understanding of your priorities.
Right.
But what if it gets it wrong?
Well, that's where the learning loop comes in. The patent highlights how the system is designed to learn from your feedback.
So it's not just like dictating your schedule. There's a back and forth happening.
Exactly. So let's say the AI suggests bumping a meeting, but you decide to keep it anyway.
Okay.
That tells the model, hey, I actually value this one, even if it didn't seem that important based on the initial data.
Interesting.
The AI then adjusts its understanding of your preferences, and next time it might make a different suggestion.
So the more you interact with the system, the smarter it gets.
Precisely. It's this constant feedback loop that makes the system so effective. And the patent goes beyond just the individual user experience. It talks about the potential benefits for organizations as a whole.
That's interesting. So it's not just about saving you a few headaches. There are larger implications.
Right. Think about all the time and resources that get wasted on scheduling conflicts.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This system has the potential to streamline that entire process, leading to increased productivity and potentially even cost savings.
So fewer back and forth emails, less time wasted trying to coordinate schedules, and more time actually getting things done.
Exactly. And it goes even further than that. The patent also touches on the possibility of the AI helping to make meetings more efficient overall.
Ooh, tell me more about that. Everyone loves a good, efficient meeting.
Well, imagine if the AI could analyze the purpose of a meeting and suggest alternative ways to achieve the same outcome. So maybe a quick phone call would suffice instead of a full-blown meeting. Or maybe certain information could be shared beforehand to make the meeting itself more productive.
It's like the AI becomes a meeting optimizer, helping to ensure that every meeting has a clear purpose and like a streamlined agenda.
Exactly. It's about maximizing the value of everyone's time. And this is just in the realm of work calendars. This patent, even though it's focused on work, raises some interesting questions about how this type of AI could be applied to other areas of our lives.
That's a great point. If AI can tackle the chaos of work calendars, what about our personal lives? Imagine an AI that knows that family dinner on Sundays is sacred, but that pottery class you signed up for on a whim.
Right.
Maybe not so much.
It's definitely an intriguing thought. What if we could apply these same principles of prioritization and efficiency to our personal calendars?
Yeah.
It could potentially revolutionize the way we manage our time.
It makes you wonder how this technology might evolve in the years to come. Will we all have personal AI assistants helping us navigate the complexities of our schedules?
It's certainly a possibility. And as this technology continues to develop, it's crucial for us to consider the implications and make sure it's used responsibly and ethically.
That's an important point. It's exciting to think about the potential benefits, but we also need to be aware of the potential challenges and make sure we're using this technology in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. It's a conversation that we need to keep having as AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
Well said. This has been an incredible deep dive so far.
Yeah.
It's really opened my eyes to the potential of AI in calendar management.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a topic that's often overlooked, but it has significant implications for how we work and live.
Okay, so we've been talking all about this fascinating Microsoft patent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, envisioning using AI to like supercharge our calendars.
Mm.
But it strikes me that while this patent focuses on work calendars, the core concept could really be applied to like so much more.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine if this technology could be applied to our personal lives, you know,
right.
Helping us prioritize family time, hobbies, or even just some much needed downtime.
Right. Like a personal assistant that knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah.
And is always nudging you towards a more balanced and fulfilling life.
Of course, with any new technology, there are always things to keep in mind. You know, we need to make sure that this AI is implemented responsibly and ethically.
Right. It's one thing to have it suggest rescheduling a meeting. It's another thing to have it like dictating our lives.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why user control is so important.
Yeah.
People need to be able to set their own priorities, their own boundaries, and make sure that the AI is working for them, not the other way around.
Right. We want the AI to be a helpful guide, not like an overbearing boss.
Exactly. And this is a conversation we need to have as a society. You know, as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, we need to be thoughtful about its role and make sure it's aligning with our values.
So for our listeners out there wrestling with their own jam-packed calendars, what's the one key takeaway from today's deep dive?
I think it's this technology can be an incredibly powerful tool for managing our time, but ultimately, we're the ones in control.
Right. It's about using AI to empower us, not to dictate our lives. And as these technologies continue to evolve, it's up to all of us to engage in the conversation, ask the tough questions, and really try to shape the future of how we work and live.
Yeah, well said. It's an exciting time full of possibilities.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into AI and calendars. We hope it gave you some food for thought and maybe inspired you to rethink your own relationship with time.
Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap for this episode of AI Patent Watch. If you found this helpful, please take a moment to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. This podcast is curated by Bastian Best, a European patent attorney specializing in AI patents. To learn more about the exciting intersection of patents and AI, sign up for his mailing list for exclusive insights. Link in the show notes. And if you're already working on the next big AI innovation, now's the time to secure your own patent. Reach out to Bastian on LinkedIn or the podcast website to turn your ideas into assets. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for the next episode of AI Patent Watch.